the original couple, Dennis and Biddy, I have probably my favorite Donegal love story. So when Biddy died in about 1913, the day she died, her husband Dennis also ordered his grave to be dug because he knew that he would die shortly after. And sure enough, within the year, he had also passed away. And I just thought, like, how amazing that was to know, like, he couldn't live without her. Biddy was originally a Gallagher, and she actually got this whole land, parcel of land, from her aunt and uncle, who actually raised her, which wasn't unusual at the time. I'm assuming she had lots of brothers and sisters, so she was sent off. So she got this parcel of land, and she married Dennis, and at the 1901 census, they basically described this as a public house with 5 rooms, slated roof, and there were 3 persons in the family at the time, although she went on to have a few more boys and girls after that. And she was, by all accounts, quite an amazing woman, so much so that it was always known as Biddy's, even when it didn't have a name over the door. And when her son John took it over, there was a law at the time that you had to have the proprietor's name over the door. So it was called John Callahan's for a very brief while before he renamed it to Biddy's O'Barnes or Biddy's of the Gap. Just Biddy's, really, around here is all it needed to be known as. And they actually say that it's unlucky to pass. So I have travelers who have heard this from their grandparents and great-grandparents that it's unlucky to pass. And it'll be often why you see just cars coming down to just be by us, come in, and then they head off because they're probably in a rush, because they do have that bit of folklore that it is unlucky to pass and they won't do it.